children ask me, what is your favorite story? And what could I say but the story I'm telling at that time? But I think I have two stories that are favorites of mine. One of them I haven't told recently. It's called Lord of the Deep. And it's a sad story. I know Joan Bodger loved that story. And she gave me her own insight into the story, in which she said it was about the death of the soul. And I had to think about it, and I'm still not sure I understand what she meant. But it's a story about an orphan girl who went to live with a family. And among her chores, she had to go to the river to fetch water. Now, that river was muddy, and it churned. And everybody who went to fetch water from the river got that muddy water. But sometimes when Violet went, she always returned with fresh, pure water. And her guardians were concerned. They were happy to get the water, but how could this be when nobody else did? What they didn't know, that she had befriended a fish in the river. And she'd go to that river, she'd leave the house, walk along the path, right onto the riverbank. And when she got to the riverbank, she'd put the bucket down, and she'd sing, lim, 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 Lord of the deep. Lim, 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 Lord of the deep. It's violet. Come for to fetch pure water. And that river would churn, and the water would boil, and up from the deep would come a fish. And he'd come straight to the riverbank and take the handle of that bucket in his mouth and take it down to the deep, deep, deep to the river. And he'd return and put the bucket back on the bank, and Violet would take it home. And one day, her guardians, still curious and concerned, decided to find out how she could get fresh, clear water when nobody else could. And they sent her little brother to follow her along the path through the trees to the riverbank, and he hid beside some bushes, and he saw her put that bucket down, and in amazement he watched as he heard her sing, and this huge fish came and took the bucket down deep, deep, deep into the river and returned it to the bank. And Violet took it home. The next day, her chore was to go into the town on errands. And it took her a long time. And when she came home, it was dinner time. When she sat at the table, there was fish for dinner. And somehow she couldn't eat. Somehow a great sadness came over her. Somehow she got up, and as if in a trance, she left the house and went along the path to the riverbank. And there she stood, she sang limb, 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 Lord of the deep, limb, 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 Lord of the deep. It's vile, vile, violet. She stopped, for the river churned the water, and it boiled, and all the white caps she saw, drops of blood. And she knew what had happened. And she stood on that riverbank, and the tears poured, and she cried, and she cried, and she cried, until her tears made a puddle around that got deeper and deeper and deeper and swept her away into the river. And if you go to that riverbank today and you listen carefully, you can hear in the distance, among the river waves, limb, 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 Lord of the deep, limb, 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 Lord of the deep, it's vile, vile. And then the voice wanders away. And that's the story of Lord of the Deep. My mother told me that story. And my brother was at one end, and we were lying down in the bed, sitting in the bed. He was one end, and I was on the other. And as she told that story, the tears were pouring down her face. And somehow it was sad, but there was something that stayed in me, and that story stayed in me, and I still get shivers when I tell it.